Hey everyone, and welcome back to Energetic Alignment. Here girl Sienna Cruz here, ready to dive into a topic that's probably touched every single one of us at some point, anxiety. Raise your hand if you've ever felt that knot in your stomach, the racing heart, or the mind buzzing like a thousand bees on caffeine. Yeah, me too. And let's be real, living in this crazy world can feel like a constant test your stress levels game sometimes. But guess what? You don't have to be ruled by those anxious vibes. We can totally learn to manage them and find that inner calm we all crave. That's why today we're breaking down some seriously effective calming techniques, giving you the power to ditch those negative spirals and step into a more relaxed and balanced you. Now, before we get started, remember this. Anxiety is super normal. It's your body's way of saying, hey, something needs attention. But just because it's normal doesn't mean it has to control you. Think of it like this, your mind is a bit like that friend who's always a little over the top, but underneath all the drama, they have a good heart, right? So, how do we help that anxious mind chill out and become our best buddy? Well, here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First up, deep breathing is your secret weapon. Seriously, it's like magic for calming those racing thoughts. When anxiety hits, you tend to take shallow breaths, quick inhales and exhales that keep your body buzzing with stress. But deep breathing slows things down. Imagine taking a long, slow inhale, filling your lungs right up, holding it for a few seconds, and then letting out a gentle exhale. Repeat this a few times, focusing on the sensation of each breath. It's like hitting the reset button for your nervous system. Ever feel that wave of calm after a good yoga class? Deep breathing is a big part of that. Next up, ground yourself in the present moment. Anxiety loves to take you on a wild ride through what-ifs and worst-case scenarios, but it thrives on dwelling in the past or worrying about the future. You got to be like a stubborn tree rooted firmly in the ground, anchored to this very moment. Pay attention to your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, and touch? It's like pulling yourself back from that mental freefall and reminding yourself that everything is okay right here, right now. Movement is magic, too. I know, the thought of exercising when anxiety hits might seem counterintuitive. You want to curl up on the couch, not lace up your sneakers, right? But trust me, even a little bit of movement can work wonders. Go for a walk, do some stretches, dance around your living room, anything that gets your body moving and those endorphins flowing. It's like giving yourself a mental and physical high five, you're basically saying, I got this. Speaking of self-care, make time for things that bring you joy. This could be reading a good book, listening to your favorite music, spending time in nature, connecting with loved ones, whatever fills your cup and makes you feel happy and relaxed. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. When you prioritize your well-being, you have more energy and resilience to handle those stressful moments. Finally, be kind to yourself. Anxiety can be a real pain in the, well, you know. But remember, you're not alone in this journey. Everyone experiences anxiety at some point, and it doesn't define you. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your victories, and don't beat yourself up over setbacks. Now, let me tell you a story that might resonate with some of you. Picture this. You're about to give an important presentation at work. Your palms are sweaty, your heart is pounding like a drum solo, and you can practically feel the room spinning. Sound familiar? This happened to me once. I was presenting to a room full of potential investors, and I felt like I was going to faint right there on stage. But instead of letting those anxious feelings take over, I took a deep breath, reminded myself that I had prepared well, and focused on connecting with the audience. Guess what? I nailed it. That's the power of these techniques. They give you the tools to manage anxiety and step into your power even in those high-pressure situations. So remember, you are capable, resilient, and worthy of calm and joy. And don't forget, you can always come back to this podcast for a dose of encouragement and practical wisdom. Now go out there and rock your day. Remember, you've got this. Keep practicing these techniques and watch as you navigate life with more ease and confidence. Share your experiences with me on social media. I love hearing how you're applying these tips to your lives. Until next time, stay aligned and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.